Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 7th, 1656, Benjamin Berenger, a British military man and first owner of St. Nicholas Abbey, left England for Barbados. He arrived in June of that year. He had a business partner, neighbor, and friend, a man named John Yeamans, with whom, along with their business-related interactions, he competed for the affections of a local woman named Margaret. Apparently, Colonel Berenger won out, and he and Margaret eventually got married and had three or four children, depending on the source of the information. However, the story did not end with they lived happily ever after. Instead, Berenger met what could be described as an early death. There are at least two accounts of how that came to be. One story says that Berenger, as a sea captain, he was away often, leaving Margaret alone, and this apparently led Berenger to become suspicious of Margaret and Yeamans. He thought they were seeing each other whilst he was away. So when he returned home from one of his journeys and found Margaret pregnant, he angrily challenged Yeamans to a duel. Unfortunately, he lost and he died. The other story about his demise says that it happened in May 1661 when he, Berenger, left the plantation to have dinner with a friend in Spitstown, leaving Margaret at home with the children. For some reason, during the meal, he suddenly grabbed his throat, cried out, vomited, and collapsed and died. The inquiry conducted afterwards ruled that he had been poisoned, and though John Yeamans was suspected to have been the culprit who caused Berenger's death, there was no proof that that was the case. However, what both stories do have in common is that they each report that very shortly after Berenger's death, one story says less than 10 weeks after, Margaret and Yeamans married each other. One source says that Yeamans claimed the plantation, which had been established a short time before, but that was overturned by a local court and the property returned to Margaret's children. Eventually, Margaret and Yeamans left Barbados in 1669 to help set up the colony of South Carolina and eventually became its governor in 1672. Despite the mysterious circumstances surrounding the life and death of its original owner, Benjamin Berenger, St. Nicholas Abbey thrived and of course survives to this day. It is one of the oldest Jacobean plantations in the Western Hemisphere and continues to produce sugarcane and rum, much as it did when it was founded in the mid-17th century.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.